Okay, are we ready to start then? Says Gisela, yes. Says Fatimata. Okay, I'm going to call the roll. Says Gisela. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our fellow meeting on this Wednesday, the 8th of May, 2013. On the English channel, on the French channel, first we have Yao Viadoun, Victor Ndonang, Michel Chonong, Gabriel Bombambo, Aliou Diop, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Aziz Ilali, Tijani Benjema, Fatimata Seyessila, Hadja Ouattara, and Etienne Chichimi. On the English channel, we have Adetokunbo Abiola and Evan Leibovich. From ICANN staff, at large staff, we have Silvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. We have apologies from Charles Gay and Titi Akinsanmi. Our interpreters for the evening are Camilla and Claire. And may I please remind you to state your names before you speak, not only for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify you on the English channel, that is the other channel, when you speak. And to also speak at a reasonable rate for the interpreters to follow. Thank you, Fatimata. You have the floor now. Thank you, Gisela. This is Fatimata speaking. Good evening, everyone. And I would like to particularly welcome Evan. We're going to go directly to the first item on our agenda, which is the open policy issues. We all have this item included in the agenda. So I think there's no point in reading through it because you've all got the agenda. So we'd like for you to adapt to this way of pursuing. We have added open period for comments on the agenda. If you want us to discuss a particular issue, please let us know. But for the time being, we won't be doing this. You can do this on the wiki. Have we any objections or comments on that point in this regard? Okay. No? We're then going to move on to item number 3 on the agenda, that is reports. Okay. We have reports. So first is upcoming activities of ALAC. For the time being, we have Yao V and Yao Tijani who are ready to do their reports. That's recent and upcoming activities of ALAC that they will be reporting on. And then we have recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members, and we expect that everyone will do this on the wiki. And then finally, we'll have the report on our Beijing meeting and the AFRALO African final statement, which will be read and commented on by Aziz and Victor. So first, we would like Yovie and Tizani to give us a quick report on recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. This is Yovie speaking. When we speak of ALAC activities, there's, of course, many things which have happened.
Okay, we have currently been consulted, and ALAC is preparing and discussing a statement, and we are working on the issue about it was called in English the TNCH. This is the system which is implemented for trademark. So it has been launched in April, and ALAC has worked on that without taking into account the concern about the trademark and on this issue ALAC is preparing a statement and at ALAC level, and there is also something about the old one was from the year 2009, and now there is a new one. There is a comment on this issue about agreement with registrars. Then we are working for example, there was a webinar on, there is also the work a working group which met, there was a meeting to ask there was a webinar, and this is what I can tell you about the activities, about ALAC activities, recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Hello, can you hear me? Yaovi, Gisela speaking, yes, Yaovi, we are hearing. It's okay, we can hear you. So I'm finished. Okay, thank you. I think Fatimata has been disconnected. Tijani and Aziz? Okay, Fatimata is back. Okay, Fatimata, you have the floor. Thank you, Gisela. Tijani, do you have anything to add to what Yaovi said, or do you think it's okay? Hello, Tijani is asking, can you hear me? Yes. Okay, Tijani speaking. Fatimata, I regret, but this evening I'm not going to work to participate to this teleconference. I'm not connected. I'm going to listen to you, and if you need my help, I will be ready to help you, but I have personal problems, so I prefer not to participate to the teleconference. Thank you.
Sorry, we were hearing music. We're waiting for them to resume.
Hello, Yao V speaking. Is Fatimata disconnected? Ah, no, I'm here. Fatimata is answering. She's there. Fatimata, you have the floor. Aziz is speaking, was speaking to Fatimata.
We're sorry about this. No one's speaking right now, so we're waiting.
Fatimata Gisela speaking. Fatimata, can you hear us? Aziz, Gisela is speaking. Fatimata is speaking and we can't hear her. So she's not muted, so we have a problem. Fatimata, we can't hear you. Aziz, Gisela speaking. Aziz, can you follow up for now until we find the problem? Okay, Aziz is speaking. So we need to speak about recent and upcoming activities of AFRELO members. So if you want to speak about the recent activities, you can have the floor. Any members who want to speak about that can have the floor. Just ask for the floor if you want to speak. Who has anything to say? Can you hear me? Aziz is asking, do you hear me? Yes, Aziz Gisela speaking. Yes, we can hear you. Fatimata is on the Adigo line. Hello, Fatimata is speaking. Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm on the Adobe Connect. Okay, Aziz, you was asking about the recent and upcoming activities of the AFRELO members. So we said that those activities were going to be sent directly to the wiki. So I want to recall everybody to just write it down on the wiki if you have recent and upcoming activities of your relo. So now we are going to move to the Peking report and then to the statement for the joint meeting AFRELO African. I'm going to give the floor to Aziz. Okay, thank you, Fatimata. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you, Fatimata. Aziz speaking. So, about the Beijing meeting, we had the normal meetings. There is a lot of noise behind background noise, as is Gisela speaking, just to recall you, to remind you. Okay. As is Gisela speaking. I wanted to remind you, Aziz has a problem of echo. Aziz, we can't interpret what you say. There is a computer that is not muted in the room in which you are working, Aziz. So we are listening to everything that you are saying. Okay, now it's okay. Okay, I was saying, Aziz is speaking. So for the Beijing meeting, I'm going to be very brief. We spoke with the ICANN head, the communication department, financial department, and the heads, as Sébastien Bachelet, etc. We spoke about the second meeting, at-large meeting, which is going to take place in London next year, and we hope that we can work with all the ALS. We worked about platform, the online platform, and the capacity building with ICANN. We had a meeting with ALAC and the board and other constituencies of ICANN. And then we had the normal meeting, the joint meeting of the AGM with AFLALO and AFRICAN, took place on Wednesday, and we spoke about the statement, the joint statement that we prepared, that we drafted before the ICANN meeting. And this statement is mainly about the possibility to implement a fund for development of the Internet for the developing countries. So as Fatimata is asking me to speak about the statement, I'm going to give the floor to Victor if he wants to add something. We are concluding this statement. During the joint meeting AFRALO-AFRICAN, there were some things were said, but we are waiting for the input of some members who asked us to add some issues to the statement. So we are going to finish this statement, and then we will send it to the ICANN staff. I'm finished, Fatima. So there is a silence as he's speaking. Victor, do you have something to add? Do you want to add something, Victor? Okay, Fatimata is speaking. So thank you, Aziz. I'm asking Victor, do you have something to add about this statement issue? And the report on this statement. Victor, are you there? Thank you, Fatimata. Yes, Victor speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you, Victor. So, Aziz ended saying that we are drafting this report about the statement of the African community after the last ICANN meeting with the funds, the creation of a fund for the developing countries to help them to access Internet. I think you know that I sent before some comments. I don't know if you received them or if you want to speak about that later on. Fatimata is speaking. Thank you, Victor. If we are speaking about comments, what we are going to draft into that statement was already decided during the joint meeting. We can't add anything now because it means that we didn't consult, we didn't ask the rest of our community. So we are speaking about what we decided to put into this draft during the last joint meeting we had in Beijing, no? It's about that. We must work like that. Other way, we are never going to finish. Okay. So, thank you, Victor. I wanted to ask you, when are we going to have this statement? When are we going to receive it? We had to receive it 2 weeks before this meeting. And so we'd like to know when we are going to receive the statement, this report. Aziz speaking, yes. I think that at the beginning of next week, you are going to receive this report. At the beginning of next week. Fatimata, can you hear me? Aziz is asking. Fatimata, are you still with us? Fatimata is here. Okay. Fatimata is speaking. Okay, Aziz is speaking. Fatimata, you disappear from time to time. It's an African game. Okay, we are on the item for information. Item number 4. Yaovi, you have the floor for the drafting groups on ALAC rules of procedure. Yaovi, you have the floor. Okay, Yaovi is speaking about the rule of procedure of ALAC. It's a document about the way ALAC is functioning in ICANN. The first rule of procedure document is from the year 2007, and the review began this year. Can you hear me? Yaovi speaking. Can you hear me? Yaovi speaking. Yaovi is asking, can you hear me? He's asking, can you hear me? Yes, Yaovi, Fatimata say yes, we can't hear you. Yes, it's okay. So I was saying that the rule of procedure of the year 2007 and I think there is a lot of noise on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sylvia, we can hear you. I was saying that the new rules of procedure have now been adopted. And so there will be 3 further documents on the rules of procedure which will be drafted. so that document will be produced regarding these rules of procedure. So the rules of procedure as a document have already been adopted by ALAC. Now it's for us to apply them. Both the rules of procedure and the new documents which will be drafted. So the rules of procedure of ALAC will be completed. And it will be up to ALAC to see how they want to use these documents. So the document also deals with making ALAC members accountable and for them to address the issues of how to use meetings, how to have ALAC members. And we have to see these new requirements by ALAC. So this should be more complete. Thanks to the new drafting, the new wording of the rules of procedure. So, for instance, the XCOM will also have to follow the rules of procedure. And we have discussed this at the ALAC level. And so this working group will, of course, go on working on the additional documents that I said. So these other supplementary documents will be drafted and then the new rules of procedure of ALAC will be applied. We just have yet to produce these documents. Thank you. Fatima Das speaking. Thank you, Yaovi. Now, in the review group, regarding new GTLD applications, so that is the at-large new GTLD review group on ALAC applications and the objections. At our last meeting, we said that we had submitted certain requests for objections to ALAC, and ALAC has considered these objections, they voted on them, and so they have drafted the relevant objections. We now have all this work published on ICANN's website, and the list of objections which have been submitted has been published as well. And we're going to ask for explanations from the applicants regarding the new GTLDs that they have applied for. So ICANN is going to contact each of those applicants to give them the chance of explaining the objections made by ALAC are also on the website, but there still remains for ICANN to make a final decision. I think we are no longer working, or at least that's the feeling we got, because we've already submitted these proposals for objections. Aziz, I wonder whether you want to add anything regarding this stock taking that I just made. As he's speaking, no, you've said everything, you covered everything. Okay, thank you. This is Fatima just speaking again. So we had the DNS award program. And when we had our discussion at Addis Ababa regarding the implementation of ICANN's African strategy, it was decided that we would implement, which would be the DNS award program,
on the development of DNS systems in Africa. I'm a member in this committee, so I am a judge to see who will get these awards. And we worked on the reference and we have agreed to establish certain terms. There's also EDOC on the person. And we have proposed some candidates. We have ITLD. And we will be choosing the African registrar. We are also in discussions with our African GAC representative, and we will have a representative for the global DNS system at the world level, that is. And this program was launched last week. It was presented by our mailing list, and thanks to Victor for having dealt with this and the publishing on the list. Our purpose is to reward the people who have won at the Durban meeting. So that's what I had to say regarding the DNS award program. Are there any comments, questions, remarks? Do you want to go on? So the discussion is being held on ICANN, Africa-African mailing list. We have to receive comments on Africa's mailing list. You have to let Victor Ndonang know as well on the at-large list if you want to become a part of Africa's mailing list. If there are no further comments, we will then move on to the meeting strategy working group. Zizani, have you anything to say? Zizani, are you still with us? Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? All right. I just wanted to say, given that Tizani is not here, that the meeting strategy working group was created, and Tizani is a member to that group, so that he will be participating in the strategy we are to adopt. Hello, Fatimata? Yes, Aziz, I hear you, says Fatimata. Go on. Aziz, you can take the floor if you want. That was Fatimata speaking. Okay, then I'll go on. If you can all hear me, says Fatimata. So regarding ICANN meetings, ICANN is underway of deciding to hold meetings in locations which will be decided upon on the basis of infrastructure. Because it is a big meeting, so infrastructure is a big factor, and ICANN wants to make sure that we have optimum conditions in order to decide to hold a meeting in one place or another. Of course, it's not simple as a decision, so they've created a working group, and I would like to thank Heidi, who has worked a lot for this group. Would anyone like to add anything on that? If you have no comments, we can go on. Okay, Yaobi is asking for the floor. Yes, go on, Yaobi, says Fatimata. This is Yaobi speaking. Thank you, Fatimata. I would like to say that we all have this information, but if there's someone who has not seen it, I think it's been published on ICANN's website. And there's been a call for candidates to work in the organization of meetings. And I think Africa is a part of the meetings. So there must be an analysis of the infrastructure. And I think we will have trouble as Africans fulfilling the infrastructure requirements, so we would have to deal with this at ICANN level and let them know that we're ready to host such meetings.
Pastor Peters.
So we are working for them. And that we should go on working regarding this call for members of the group. Thank you, Yaobi. This is Fatimata speaking. I would like to summarize what Yaobi just said, and I'd like to add that Africans are part of ICANN, and that I think infrastructure... Fatimata's line is very choppy right now. I'm sorry. And we should start to get ready. So we should agree to say that we have all followed the fast track procedure. And ALS is as such didn't really have the request as ALS is to be a part of these activities that we had to organize. And we will be organizing activities for fundraising, and then there was an extension in the term for fundraising activities. So ALS is who had activities for funding could place a request and submit them to the committee by the 22nd of April. At a personal level, my ALS has put in a request and we did not get a reply. And then it was too late by the time we got a reply, so we didn't have any feedback. All we were told was maybe. So there were no comments, and it was sent at 12 one day on the last day at midnight, so that might be why our request was not taken into account. There were other ALSs who had submitted requests as well. I'm sorry, this is a question I'm asking. I'd like to know whether any other ALSs submitted requests for funding for their activities. Please, you're free to take the floor. No? Anyone?
Yaob is raising his hand. No, that was a mistake, says Yaob. I'm sorry. Okay, so no one raised his hand. Aziz, do you want to take the floor, says Fatimata? Yes. Yes, Aziz. Okay. It's Victor who wants to comment. Okay, Victor, you have the floor. Go on, says Fatimata. Thank you, Fatimata. My LS also submitted a request, and we sent the project. And at the level of ISOC Cameroon, we put in a request, and now to me, it is within the facilities and the duties of an ALS, so to speak, because an ALS is a part of ICANN's at-large community. So that's an opportunity that we have, and we need funding, so we should, in fact, deal with these facts. This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Victor. Actually, it was sent on the mailing list, so you can seize your own opportunities and see the duties. I'm sure you have all received it. Please let me know whether you saw it at the time. Now, what's clear is that... ...had to be submitted by ALSs. And so the way the request was submitted said that ALSs had to specify the purpose of their request, and they had to do it in the name of Afrelo, and that was not done. So it had to be rearranged. All the same, had already submitted a request in Afrelo's name, okay.
Pastor Peter, as we want to speak. Hello, Pastor Peters.
Hi, Pastor.
Give me a second.
Heidi, I've let Fatimata know that you'd like to speak.
All right.
Thank you, Heidi. Now, Fatimata speaking. We should have arranged a meeting with the consultant on the training programs at ICANN, who presented us with his work, and he gave us questions so that we could answer them to see exactly what it aimed at. So we are waiting to hear from everyone, and they're waiting to hear from us to tell them what we want. So everyone's waiting right now regarding what will be proposed to us. And this is a request which had been made. I'm sorry, Mr. Peters, I had not seen that you wanted to take the floor, so you have the floor now. Go on, please.
Yeah, thank you, Fatimata. First, I apologize that I'm joining. I mean, I wasn't contacted through my right number on time. I had to call the ICANN operator to fix me back. In any case, my comments has to do with the request for funding. I mean, this actually was the first time ACAN will be asking ALS to put up a request for funding. And but my observation about the request is that the period that was given to us to produce a tangible project proposal was rather too short. 4 days was too short to present a workable project proposal. As for my ALS, we couldn't do anything within a short time that was given. So I do not know what Afralo would do about this, because I may not be the only one in this same position. I don't know if other ALS were able to submit their proposals, but we could not submit anything because the timing was too short and the information required from the ALS was detailed information so that one could not just rush to make any meaningful proposal. So if there are opportunities for us to represent our request, I will be very glad. And so that is one observation I just want to make with regards to this a request for funding. Thank you very much. I'm done.
Hi, Pastor Peter. It's being interpreted, so it takes a bit of time.
Okay.
Gisela speaking, Fatima, he says he's done, so he has the floor. Fatima, or please, Aziz, can you answer? Gisela is asking. Okay, Fatima is here. Fatimata is speaking, and can you hear me? Do you hear me? Ask. Fatimata is asking. Yes, Fatima, it's okay. Fatimata, yes, we can hear you. So I was saying thank you, Victor, and what you said is very clear, but the information was sent to everybody at the same moment. There was a lot of communication, online communication, about the submit of the request and the budget. And the deadline which was given to At-Large and to ALAC is the same deadline that was given to other organization. So it was announced long time ago. This date has been posted and we know them, so we can't accuse ICANN about this deadline. Next time we must organize us better to answer quicker to this request. But Afralo has participated and we must thank to have the possibility to work on the wiki, so thank you. So now on the item number 5, the activities that we have to discuss for Durban. You know that Durban is in Africa. And normally when the meeting takes place in Africa, we have some special activities that we have normally. There is a showcase, for example. And we wanted to add the program for capacity building, as in Dakar. But this year we wanted to add a new idea. And we are reflecting on that issue. So you are invited to join us
and to send us your ideas. What can we do in to offer something new in South Africa? In Kenya, we made for the first time the showcase, and it was we had a good result. In Dakar, we made the showcase and the capacity building program. So now, what can we invent for South Africa? We are reflecting, and we thought at the level of the Bureau from Africa that it was a good idea to organize a reach-out program at the level of Africa to inform and reach the main players at the level of Africa. So we are discussing on that issue to see how we can do that. And we are discussing the showcase organization too. So we want you to participate, please, to reflect more on that, on those issues.
Okay,
and
Pastor, thank you.
Give us your input about what we are going to organize in Durban. So for the next meeting, and before this next meeting online, please send us your ideas, send us your input. Thank you.
Pastor Peters, please, can I quickly respond to that, please, Pastor Peters?
Pastor Peters, this is Heidi. I've let Fatimata know that you'd like to speak.
Pastor Peter, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Fatimata. In fact, we were actually looking forward to coming to Durban for the ICANN conference, most especially because it is taking place in Africa. For our ALS, we applied for fellowship. Unfortunately, I was not lucky. My fellowship was not approved. I don't know if Afralo has any slots for ALS who are unable to get fellowship program by ICANN, like was done in Dakar, whereby we got some free slots under the sponsorship of ICANN. So if Afralo could also make a case for some of us who could not get sponsorship through the fellowship to be in Durban, and so as to also contribute our quota. Because honestly speaking, ALS, to my own understanding, should be given every support they can get to participate in any major ICANN conferences, because it is the only way they can be strengthened. It is the only way they can they can build their capacity. It is the only way they can be better informed. So I don't know if Afralo will have the same opportunity we had in Dakar, where 6 slots were given out for members of the ALS. Was this list 6 slots or 18 slots? I wouldn't know, but I don't know if there's any opportunity for those of us who could not get fellowship to come to Durban, most especially since it is taking place in Africa and as an African ALS. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. What you said is really true. But it will depend on the availability of funding. And ICANN who is going to answer about this availability. In Dakar meeting, we want all to Dakar because there was a capacity building program and we asked ICANN to give us the funding for this capacity building program and ICANN accepted. So it was made for all other regions, so it was made for Africa too. Now, I don't know if this system is going to be applied on this case too, on the Durban meeting case too. I don't know. I can't answer you. So maybe Heidi knows. Heidi, do you know? Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Fatimata. This is Heidi. I know that, as you've mentioned, there is no funding for additional at-large structures in Durban. It's because the ICANN has supported Afralo and Dakar, and then they've supported all of the other RALOs in the time since Dakar. And so the funding now is focused for the at-large summit that, again, as we've mentioned, is likely to take place in London in June 2014. And again, that summit is when all at-large structures, one representative will be invited to participate in that. So that's really what is being worked on now. We're hoping that the board is going to approve that in June, so we'll know by Durban, so that's something to celebrate. Again, as we've mentioned, everyone can participate remotely in all of the at-large meetings as well as the other ICANN meetings in Durban through remote participation. That's another way to go. And just the reason I raised my hand it was that I have a question regarding the traditional Afralo-African meeting, and that is regarding the timing. Normally, that is Wednesday afternoon, but because we sent out a note to all the other groups for their meeting requests, Wednesday afternoon is already full. So I'm wondering if Afralo would be okay with scheduling the Afralo-African meeting on Monday. I think that was a good time. I know that the meetings usually are quite full at that time, so we have good participation. So that is my question, is whether the Afralo-African meeting, whether you would be okay with scheduling that on Monday this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi, for those information. Regarding the schedule for Monday for the African Afralo meeting, well, if we have no other choice, we are going to manage with this possibility. Now, Peter, I think Heidi gave you an answer to your question, no? And for us, at the Afralo level, the best way to participate is, before the meeting, to participate on the working group, to participate into the discussion on the African strategies. There were some online discussions, and you can participate to those discussions. It's another way to participate. You can go to the meeting, it's better, but if you can't go to the meeting, you can participate online, you can follow up with all our activities online. So it's important too. Thank you. So now we must all together check the dates and decide on that date to schedule this Afralo-African meeting for Durban. So the Afralo Bureau is going to make some proposals and to listen your answers. I hope Acha, Yaovi, Victor, etc., are going to do some, to give us some opinions, so we can count on everybody's participation and everybody take part into the decision making. So for the joint meeting about the subject, if it's scheduled for the Monday afternoon, as Heidi told us, well, why not? It can be done. It's okay. It's okay, Heidi. I think it's okay. I don't know what other person think about that. For me, it's okay. And regarding the next item, it's the at-large summit of Durban, and Heidi spoke about that, giving Peter an explanation and telling him that all the Afro ALS are not going to be able to come in Durban because we are planning another meeting for at large in London next week. So in this at large meeting in London, all the ALS are going to be participating, and we need everybody to participate. If you want to add some comments, if you have questions, you can just ask for the floor. Okay, Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Heidi. We are speaking about that. But if everybody can arrive in Durban before Monday, it's okay. There is no problem. But we are going to speak about it a little bit more, and then we give you our answer. But I think there is no problem to schedule the meeting on Monday. Eh? So now we move to the last item, any other business. Yaobi, you ask for the floor. You have the floor. Okay, Yaobi speaking. Thank you, Fatimata. Yes, Yaobi, you have the floor. Okay. I think it's very important for all the ALAC representatives to be in Durban. I'm sorry, but we can't understand what Yaobi is saying. It's very difficult to interpret. Okay, Yaobi is still speaking. Yaobi is asking if you want him to repeat.
You can continue.
Yaobi can write down what he's saying, so we can translate it because we can't hear him. Yelvi is asking if you want him to repeat. Please, Yelvi, can you repeat? Okay. Now can you hear me a little bit better for us? I'm trying to translate. Okay, Yelvi wants to ask a question to Eilak. When we are speaking about No, Yelvi, we can't listen to Yelvi. We are sorry, but... we can't understand what Yelvi said. We are really sorry. This is speaking. Fatimata is on the Adobe Connect. Fatimata, you have the floor. Aziz, this is speaking. Aziz, can you... Okay, Fatimata is answering. Gisela, I'm here. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Fatima, it's okay, we can't hear you. So it's just... Fatimata is saying that she wanted to speak about the collaboration between AfriNIC and AfraLo. There is an activity taking place in Lesotho in June, and it is AfriNIC which wanted this cooperation so as to organize together an activity at the Lesotho level, so we are working with them on the agenda. It is going to be a cooperation, a collaboration between the regional representative and AfriLo. So it is, I wanted to ask you what you think about that. I know that Tiffany and myself were okay, but we wanted to ask all the ILS if they were agreeing before giving our personal opinion or the opinion of all the team. So what do you think about that? Tiffany already gave you this information. The link for the African posted in the internet. So African Internet Summit for 2013, the link has been posted by Heidi. Yobi, do you want to take the floor? Yes, do you hear me? Now, yes, we can hear you, yes. Okay. We are late, so I wanted to say that I'd like to ask Evan to speak 2 minutes about what is the process of the societies that provide service to protect the brand. And there is no African companies in the list. So I wanted to know if it's not a problem. And I wanted to ask if a call was made for the African countries to participate to this question of trademark protection on the sub-region level. Yes, did you hear me? Oh, Yaobi asked. Yes, Fatimata, Yaobi speaking. Yes, we heard you, Yaobi. Thank you. Olivier, no problem. Quite well what you said, if it was a question about the summit, the Internet Summit Africa, of Yaobi speaking. It's a question of general interest. I know that we are late, so it's okay. I'm going to write it down on the list later. So, is there another item? Yes, I'm going to add another item. When I saw that Olivier was with us, Olivier, you are welcome. It's Fatimata speaking. So I wanted to ask another item for the AFRALO members who participate to the Dakar meeting. To the Dakar meeting, we want to organize, we want to draft a report on the meetings that we held during the ICANN meeting in Africa. And I didn't make it before because for me it was a question of at-large ALAC meeting, and all the meeting in which I participated that wasn't ALAC at-large meeting, I wanted to post a report on the wiki, but Olivier asked for this report on the wiki for all the meetings, isn't it? Olivier, are you still here? Okay. So, if it's the case, I ask Michel, Yaobi, Victor, Aziz, and Tijani, and myself we were in Beijing, and we have to do our homework, some reports, very short reports. I participated into that meeting, and we spoke about that. So, people who didn't participate to that meeting know what was said during that meeting. Okay. Is there another issue that you want to speak about before closing that meeting? Okay. No other issue? No other item? Okay, so thank you, everybody. Thank you for the staff who help us very efficiently. Thank you, the interpreters. Thank you to the interpreters. Thank you to Evan, who also worked today, who participated today. Thank you to Olivier and all the participants. And we'll meet later for the preparation of the Durban meeting. So thank you, everybody, and good evening. Thank you, the interpreters.
Bye-bye. Thank you.